Hey everyone, it's Adam, and I don't normally talk at the beginning of the But First episode, but I wanted to let everyone know that the episode that we recorded this past Sunday, I am completely distorted and poopy sounding throughout the entire episode, and I want to warn you all that if you want to listen to the episode, which we hope you do, you will need to listen with your volume down if you're using headphones. Because each time I distort, it can be painful. I tried editing as much as I could, but there was nothing I could do to fix the distortion, unfortunately. And we have a brand new guest co-host, Faye Driver, and I hope that you all want to listen. And I apologize, my sincerest apologies, for you having to listen to distorted audio. I do not like to release poor quality audio, but I don't want to miss an episode. So, again, apologies and listen at a low volume. See you next week. Tonight, on a very special episode of But First, we talk about Rockstar's stupid mistake, the return of Otev, Tyler's shenanigans. We also cover the new HOH. But first, please welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty. Hello, everyone. Now I've got to unmute Fatty.
Hi.
And
I didn't, you know, for a cold opening, you hit that butt first, just perfect.
Well, except
it was almost as if you were being orchestrated by Alex Lefebvre.
I'm so sorry, Faye, that I didn't get you squeezed into that intro.
How could you possibly, with all the yik yakking going on?
I ran out of time. Normally, I do the introduction of the guest in the intro as well. However, yes. I ran out of time.
No, he had to throw in Tyler's shenanigans instead of mentioning Faye Driver as our special guest.
Yes, so we're joined tonight by the wonderful.
Wonderful.
Fabulous driver, Mr. Faye Driver. Hello.
The fabulous driver.
Thank you. Hello. Thank you. And thank you for having me on this fantastic show. I'm playing the part of Alex Lefebvre tonight.
Oh, yes. Wow.
We should just say that from now on, Fatty. Playing the part of Alex Lefebvre will be...
For tonight's performance, the part of Alex Lefebvre will be played by the Faye Driver.
And the Hunt Cub is having now two or three drinks. So
right.
Because, you know, Alex, that's actually apropos, if that is a correct word, because Alex Lefebvre is usually playing the part of some other pianist in a Broadway show.
Right.
Because he subs for people. So it's like, right. You know, when he's doing Wicked or something, if they were to make an announcement, they would say, playing the part of the normal pianist for Wicked, Alex Lefebvre.
And he is in P-Town listening to this shenanigans rather than being out causing havoc. Oh, excuse me.
I hope your penis is in your pants, Alex.
Well, mine's not. Anyway, hi, Faye.
Hello. Thank you.
Y'all, as we do when we have a new guest filling in for Alex Lefebvre, we have a few questions. Faye Driver, do you consider yourself a Big Brother super fan?
No, I would say I'm not a super fan, but I'm a big fan.
Okay.
And I really enjoy what I like about Big Brother is watching them eat each other alive. So that's the most interesting thing to me.
So it's very much like going to Pride 48.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. Which is only 6 days away from today. In fact, you guys are leaving on Wednesday.
Yes, we are indeed. And we're going to miss you terribly, not because of your pretty face, but we'll also miss out on the Pride 48 shuttle.
Yes, so. My apologies. I'm not able to attend this year because I have other commitments here.
And you're Canadian.
And yes, right. They won't let me in the country right now.
Right.
Well, I think even if you attended, it would probably be without the shuttle part because I don't think you're going to – well, maybe you would, but I can't see you driving from where you live all the way down to New Orleans. But
no, I probably wouldn't do that. But I still might rent a car and drive people around because
he's not going to take an Uber anywhere he goes.
Of course, right.
For God's sakes. So
I'd be driving a float in the parades. That's what
I'd be doing. Right. Now, Faye, have you watched all the seasons or just, okay.
I'm pretty sure, yes, that I have watched all the seasons, although I've heard you talk about the first season, and I don't remember some of the things you talked about, like whatever they were doing in the first season and how it was a bit different from the rest. But
okay.
But I'm pretty, you know, I'm pretty dedicated.
Okay. Now, do you watch any of the After Dark or when it was on Showtime Dark or those kinds of things?
No, I don't.
How about
the live
feeds?
I do not do any of that stuff. I couldn't stand it. I can barely get through some of these episodes on the fast forward, to be quite honest. In fact, if we can get into it, I missed the speech. Tyler did some sort of a speech on one day. And, you know, I just like, you know how they go, today, now we're doing the ceremony, the veto ceremony. You can tell me. You two people stand up and talk and tell me why I should save you. And I just like fast forward through all of that.
Uh-huh.
But apparently on Tuesday or Wednesday or Wednesday or Thursday, Tyler did some magnificent speech that everyone keeps talking about, but I didn't see it because I fast forward through that crap.
I don't recall what he said.
Yeah. Well, apparently it was riveting and they're still talking about it. So,
okay. One last question. Do you use one of the Big Brother apps?
I do not. Oh, probably okay. I should pull up the NBC, CBS, ABC, Big Brother windows so I know who we're talking about. But
all right, let me ask this. Now they have a Big Brother Canada.
Yes.
Do you watch it? And how do you compare the two?
Most definitely I watch it. The Big Brother Canada, you know what I miss about Big Brother Canada is, you know how Julie, when the vote is happening, Julie will do a little talk about this person hates is going to probably votes for this and they're tied to this. She does a little bit of a blurb for each person.
Right.
We don't get that in Canada. Our host just says, and now so-and-so is going to vote. And then we wait for them to walk into the room. It's a long and quiet and nothing happens. So I kind of miss, I wish that our host would throw a bit of dirt around about the people who are voting.
You
Canada.
Wish your chin bot was a little more body.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. All right.
And I think that the other interesting thing about the Canadian version is it's less, the people have more substance.
Well, I believe that.
All these people in these U.S. Big Brothers are so vapid and lifeless.
Now, are they pretty or are they just Canadian?
Well, they're good looking. They're Canada hot.
Okay. Canada hot. There you have it. Now, speaking of hot, do you have a hot favorite this season?
You know, I think Tyler is playing a really good game. I'm impressed. As much as I'm not sure I like Tyler, but he is really working the house over, and he's doing a lot. So from a gameplay standpoint, I think Tyler is killing it. And I also really like JC. Although from tonight's episode, the nomination episode, I like him less, but he's lovable, but I'm kind of pulling for Tyler to win, I think.
Okay. Did you pick, you know, Adam and I have a game going. Did you pick four people to, okay.
I did not. I did not.
You just wanted, you're just rooting for me. To beat Adam, right? Okay.
I'm
all right. Well, enough of that. Adam, what are you working on over there?
I'm listening. I'm updating the contest. Okay. You guys were having a lovely conversation, so I let you handle the interrogating the guest.
Right, the interrogations, right.
Yes.
So, anyway, Well, let's just start. Last time we were together, by the way, y'all, Faye hates the spoilers. He hates the spoilers, but he's here anyway. And so we had the veto competition. Of course, I spoiled it last week and told you that it was the OTEV competition, and that it was Haley and Rockstar and Casey and Faisal and Tyler and Angela were the contestants. And the OTEV is the big puppet.
A Canadian squirrel this time.
Is that what skunks are called, or Canadian squirrels?
Whatever. Yeah, I guess it was a skunk.
Okay, and it's the OTEV had a cold, and it needed cold remedies. And
The farting. You must have loved the farting, Big Fat.
The farting, thank goodness it was farting and not sharting.
Yes.
So anyway, but OTEV blew snot all over everybody and then turned around and farted on them. So I really enjoyed the farting. You're right. I did enjoy that. So
anyway, bring me the medicines of that.
That was the voice of OTEV.
Was that Auntie Vera doing the voice, maybe?
It was. Yeah. It was, so they had to run down and find these medicine bottles and everything. And we play on through, and I think Fessy was the first one to go out or something like that. But he was just terrible. He's just terrible. we'll get to the point where it's just Rockstar. And Tyler.
Oh.
And this was the spoiler that I did not spoil. Adam and Faye, I'll let y'all talk this one out.
You go ahead, Adam. What did you feel about this?
Well, so to say what happened. So first of all, I don't know what round it was, but we got to a round where there were like three of them left. There was Rockstar and Tyler and
I think it was Haley.
Somebody else. Haley, maybe. And so Rockstar gets the medicine bottle. She's the first one up. She was doing great in this competition. Like every round, she was like the first one up. And then Tyler comes up next. He's the next one up. And she shows him her medicine bottle. And he has a different medicine bottle than her. And that signals him to make him think, oh, maybe I'm incorrect. So he runs back to look for the bottle that Rockstar has. So he runs back and then makes it back, and he makes it through that round. So strike one against Rockstar right there, because why in the hell are you showing anyone your answer?
But didn't she also say that's wrong or something like that?
Didn't she say?
She basically said she came running up to Tyler, got up there first. Rockstar comes running up and she says, it's so and so and so and so, right? And Tyler says, oh, duh, no. And he had it wrong, like Adam said. So she was just confirming with him that she had the right answer and he had the wrong answer. The stupid.
And the bottles
are you reading from notes, Faye?
I certainly am reading from notes, yes.
Oh, God.
I have two pages of notes.
Oh, my.
He is prepared, ladies and gentlemen.
I can assure you he is the only one with notes tonight.
How do you remember everything that happens? Don't you guys have a spreadsheet?
No. Well, I tried preparing one time, but then I had
Faye has a spreadsheet on when to change the tires on which car.
Well, of course, I can tell you exactly how much miles I have left on my tires.
I tell you, one episode, I wrote notes as I was watching the episode, as I was watching the shows. And then I felt like when I went back and tried to fit all that into the But First podcast, I was saying way too much. So I just stopped taking the note, because then I'll feel like I need to read from my notes. But it's great that you're prepared. We're really impressed.
Well,
so,
I couldn't come on this show and not be prepared. Like, did you know the caliber of guest stars you've had on this show? I can't let our listeners down,
right,
by not being prepared.
So you also thought that Rockstar was a buffoon for doing that?
Oh, that's just the dumbest mistake. And she made two mistakes that night, I believe, didn't she? Because
she did.
She got the wrong, she was the, whatever, there was the two of them left behind, and she got the wrong bottle, the wrong answer,
Yeah, so the so that round.
That's incorrect, Rockstar. Sorry.
Exactly.
Thank you, Auntie Vera.
So, Rockstar. So the round where she told him the answer, he went and got the correct bottle and still made it back before Haley or whoever.
I know
it was.
The guy is amazing because every time he goes to, he's up there all the time. Like he's super fast and he finds all these answer cards. It's unbelievable how he's able to do that all the time.
So he gets back up there. Then it's Rockstar and Tyler. And, you know, of course, they have the last thing. Rockstar beats Tyler up there.
Mm-hmm. Who had 8 or more votes was the question. And Rockstar got it wrong.
Yeah, and she made it up. I think quite a bit before he did.
I have to give Rockstar credit. She gave 110%.
That's true.
I mean, with those thighs, I didn't expect her to be that fast. She has not been good in athletic competitions at all, or she wasn't.
Okay.
And she
she's not good at anything. Come on. I know Alex Lefebvre has a place in his heart for Rockstar, but she, come on. You know what else bugged me about Rockstar? Like every once in a while.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, you know what else bugs me about Alex Lefebvre? Okay.
She turns into this some sort of black girl every once in a while. She
Julie, I'm fierce.
Yeah. Oh, just like put it away. Go back to your.
They wanted to vote me out because I'm fierce, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so she had the Rockstar made it way before Tyler, but she had the wrong answer.
Wrong answer. And so, we might point out that Tyler did not share the right answer with her,
right.
Although it was over by then. So,
yeah.
Now, I don't even remember who was on the block at that point. It was Rockstar and
Tyler.
Okay. So it was Rockstar and Tyler. So Tyler took himself off.
Oh, no. It was Rockstar and Angela.
Angela, okay.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
right.
So Tyler, of course, took Angela off.
Yes.
And,
well, he did. I think that's where he had the speech where he said, hey, Haley, I know you wanted me to not change this or to take Rockstar off, but you don't, you don't always get what you want or something like that. And, Yeah, he did have a speech. That may have been what you were talking about earlier, Faye.
Yeah, it must have been. Yeah.
So
I missed that speech, but I don't care.
Anyway.
All right. So are we going to go to the eviction then?
Well, Haley had to nominate somebody else.
Oh, right.
So she put
Casey back up.
Casey back up. So it was Casey and Rockstar and
the hacker.
And the hacker is, you know, that's right. Casey was the hacker. But this was the thing. Rockstar immediately started just being so sympathetic to Casey because she just knew Casey was going home. I'm so sorry that you had to leave under these circumstances, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Blah, blah. It just got to be almost comical how clueless they were.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I mean, you got 6 people lying to the rest of the house, right?
I guess.
Like, we're going to talk later tonight about what happened at the nomination episode, the Sunday night episode. And those 6 people really controlled the house in the Sunday night episode, but I don't want to jump ahead.
Okay.
So I want to talk about, I just want to read, I was quiet for a second because I wanted to find this, but I really liked this. So Julie is interviewed every week. Julie Chen is interviewed every week by Entertainment Weekly. And they get kind of her take on the week and who went home and stuff like that. So one question they asked her this last week was, why would people like Angela and Brett come off so harsh? Oh, we didn't get there yet, but spoiler, Rockstar was eliminated. So she said, why would Angela and Brett be so harsh in their final words to Rockstar? As you pointed out on the live show, that doesn't seem to be a particularly smart strategy. So here's Julie's response. I think with Angela, she's just a mean girl, but doesn't even realize it. She's probably just a truly unhappy person, which is sad. I don't think her petty, mean comments towards Rockstar were really about Rockstar. It was about her own unhappiness with who she is or where she's currently at in life. I think she just needs to grow up.
Oh.
As for Brett, he likes being the villain. He truly seems to enjoy being an arrogant meanie. I think he must be playing a character to be interesting or talked about. I mean, who's like that in real life? He's got to be doing it for the cameras, right? So, Julie girl, I am totally with you. I am totally with you.
But no, but Angela, now, Adam, you think that that is Brett to a T, that he's not acting.
Well, I don't know if he's acting or not, but I think he's being an arrogant meanie, and I think Angela is being a mean girl. So those two sentiments, I agree with Julie, and that's what I've got to say.
Yeah. Well, I about I those agree. Two. I think both those, I agree completely about both those two people, Angela and Brett.
All right, so Rockstar's evicted. She goes out, has her moment with Julie girl.
She's totally shocked. I mean, I don't under... Okay, look, as I've said multiple times on this show, I am cursed because I'm always for the underdog. I don't even know why. Like, I was not... No one... Like, I wasn't abused as a child or anything, but I've always been for the underdog. Like, that's just always how it is. So, and it switches. If someone who was the underdog becomes the person who's winning everything, then I lose interest in them, and then I'm for the next underdog. It's that way in Big Brother. It's that way in Survivor. It's that way in Amazing Race. It's I pity myself. But I don't understand. I don't understand how that side of the house is so stupid.
I mean,
so stupid. How did she think all week long that Casey was going home? What, how is she like going in the room and like, I'm so sorry, Casey.
Well,
I didn't want you to go.
Brett. I mean, Brett just pulled her along by the nose and said, oh yeah, girl, me, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we're gonna kill it, buddy. And so part of the problem is that Rockstar is just so inept. I think. I mean, she's just a hippie mom, you know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they're just poor Falte and all of those that hang out
with
them.
They are
so stupid, all of them.
Oh my god,
they're so stupid,
all of them.
They're just making it easy for level six to just pick them off one by one.
Right.
I hope they all get. I hope the rest of Falte gets evicted next week. I hope they just do two or three.
Well, we're working on it. so anyway, we start the head of household competition, and it's the old Crisco, the uphill Crisco fill the bucket race.
They gave them funnels this time. You know, remember last time they just had like measuring cups or something?
Yeah, measuring cups. Yes.
This time they had actual funnels, which I don't think worked much better, but I found that interesting.
I think the reason they do a funnel though is because the funnel did actually have a hole on both ends. So you have to hold the small hole closed, and if you don't, if you're running too fast and you let go, then snot starts dripping out of that hole.
Right.
And you so I think it makes it a little more challenging.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So that was a really short competition, though, right?
Well, but the my favorite part of all this, and I'll let you speak in a second, Faye, but my favorite part of all this is that Julie got tickled when they started it, and JC was like, you know, just almost running in place, and he could not make it up the hill, and it was just funny to see Julie get tickled at that. But anyway, all right, go ahead, Faye.
Well, one, first of all, I love the costumes for this competition because they're all wearing spandex.
Uh-huh.
So here, here, a shout out to to spandex guy,
Bourbon guy,
Bourbon guy T.O. Yeah. And so I love that episode, and I just love JC. I think he's the cutest little bundle of I would take that boy and just never let him out of my bed. But anyway,
yeah, okay.
Super hot costumes for JC, and even Tyler looked okay. Although, why are these guys always wearing these goddamn spandex and then they're covering them up with shorts? Like, what? Just take the shorts off and let us see your spandex. My God, people.
Right.
Anyway, so, I love this competition because of the costumes. So there you go.
And it's all they always get lots of play and lots of good footage of them slipping and falling and all that kind of stuff. Right. And it's everybody enjoys a good Crisco tumble.
Now my question is, why wouldn't, if you were playing that competition, why wouldn't you just like throw yourself down that ramp and try to clear out as much of that Crisco as possible? That's what I would do. Like, did you see Sam, who had a very good strategy where she would slide down one side of her ramp,
yep,
and then run back up the other?
Uh-huh.
And I think that was a good strategy. But if it was me, I would be like trying to clear out as much of that Crisco down the ramp as possible so that I had a drier run up and down.
Maybe
are
they're
we
not
still
allowed
talking
to
about the head of household competition.
Yeah, where the fill the okay bottle with the Crisco on the ramp, you know, the Crisco on the runway or whatever.
I'm sorry, I thought maybe you were talking about a gentleman caller that came by.
I was gonna say, is Crisco down the runway a euphemism?
I don't know. It's not. It should be. Anyway, so I have to say, Faisal was doing quite well with that.
Yes.
He was. He did. He, in fact, he won, right?
Do you think he's – you? I don't know. I may be wrong about this, but the fact that he's the heaviest, because he said tonight, in tonight's episode, he's like the heaviest member of the house, made him slip a little less. I mean, if you're heavier, you know, gravity's pushing you. I don't know. I'm not a physicist or whatever, but, you know, JC is just – his feet are just ramping right out from under him, and he's like the lightest one. And then Faisal was having the easiest time, and he's the heaviest one. I don't know.
Well, and as Sam in the Hinterlands points out, Crisco Tumble clearly was JC's stripper name in this competition. But anyway, so Faisal won. Everybody's all excited, blah, blah, blah. And we have the who wants to see my HOH room?
Oh, that was the first time, wasn't it, that we actually got to see one of those?
I think it was just the second time this season, but they haven't done it on everybody.
No, and so, no video. We get the videos in Canada. When someone wins the HOH, they don't do a letter. They get a video from a family member.
Oh, okay.
Which makes everybody cry even more.
Well, and Faisal got all choked up, and yeah. Oh, my mama wrote me a letter, hope. And
my God, they've only been away from each other for like 60 days.
I know. Like, I wouldn't be crying at all. I'd be like, oh, okay. I mean, maybe they're crying. I've always been a very independent person, but I mean, maybe they're crying more because being in the house is very boring and stressful, and they're just like, I just want to be home. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I want my mama to take care of me. So
so then he asked the question.
All right, go ahead.
Well, so they're all there, and you know, he's already been having discussions with Haley about who flipped the vote. Can I just say, why the
Adam fuck? Wait a minute. But since before we even went on the air, Adam has been going, oh my God.
It's going to be like this for the rest of the episode because this is ridiculous. Anyway, first of all, I would like to say he is all concerned with who flipped the vote. Who the fuck cares who flipped the vote, Faisal? You need to get out one of, and why do they not know? Okay, here's another thing. It seems that the house guests are oblivious to the two alliances. By this point in the game, normally these big alliances have already been found out. I don't know how they don't know, for instance, that Brett is in an alliance with all these other folks. Okay, but anyway, regardless, he is stuck on who flipped the vote. Why does he not just want to get out one of the Brett, Tyler, Angela, Casey? I mean, even if they're not in an alliance, those are the ones that have been... Anyway, that's my first thing. Why does he care?
It's because he's blinded by this love for Haley that he has. He's just jealous about the Haley and any interaction that Haley has with any other hot dude, well, or Scotty. That's why. Anyway, carry on.
So then... they're all there having a, you know, wonderful time, whatever, boo-hoo, letter. And he's like, so I want to know who flipped the vote. Okay, again, first of all, Faisal, why? I don't care who flipped the vote. Everybody wanted Rockstar out. Anyway, so then, and then Scotty immediately raises his hand.
Immediately?
Uh-huh. And he's like, it's me. And then, and everybody's sitting there not saying anything. Yeah, exactly. Not... And then Faisal goes, does anyone else have anything to say, you know, for yourselves, whatever. And then Brett goes, you know, meekly raising his hand or whatever. Well, yeah, it was me.
It was me. I didn't want to do it in front. I didn't want to tell this in front of everybody, but, you know.
And then Casey jumps in and says, oh, yeah, I think it was Brett. I could totally see that. And then I think Brett even apologizes to Casey. I'm sorry, Casey. I just had to do it because blah, 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 blah.
Brilliant gameplay, by the way.
Yes, it was.
Well, and they had planned it.
Yes.
They had planned it. And it appeared to be JC that came up with this plan.
Yes. I'm supposed to love JC because he's LGBT and really cute. And, he, of course, he looks like he's 8, so I could never have sex with him. But... and he, you know what? He really is playing the game.
I was going to say, you know, those words won't come out of Faye Driver's mouth.
Anyway, yeah. And so it seems like JC had a conversation with Tyler before any of this happened and said, we have got to convince Faisal that Scotty was the one, or Scott, that Brett was the one that voted to keep Rockstar, and Scotty flipped and voted.
Right.
To, you know, and convince him that Scotty is really shady and not, you know, for him or whatever.
Right.
And not really on his side. And then,
and by the way, Turniphead says that JC looks at least 10.
Okay.
Eight.
Well, 10.
Okay.
But there are no states within these United States where 10 is legal. So, so anyway, that happens and whatever. And Haley has a conversation with Faisal that same evening where she's like, he's already starting to think, oh, you know, Scotty's shady, blah, blah, blah. He voted out Swaggy C with a Swaggy C shirt on, and he's so shady, blah, blah, blah. And Haley's like, dude, he is the only other person that is aligned with you and I, and you cannot put him on the block. And he's, you know, well, I'm going to make a big move this week, whatever. So then we see shots of JC going around and telling different people, hey, guys, I think this is the plan we need to have. We need to now convince Faisal that, or Fessel, whatever you say his name, that Scotty has a thing for Haley and that he should get Scotty out. Because for some reason, JC wants Scotty out. I'm not really sure why. But anyway, so then they start that in motion. JC goes and talks to Haley and says, Haley, I really think Scotty likes you and, you know, whatever. And then this whole plan starts. So they've already put doubt because, you know, now Fessel doesn't know who.
But Haley has also been, Haley's been a little flirty with Scotty also.
Didn't we just say last week or week before that we thought Scotty was gay? And now we're talking about Scotty. I mean.
But she's also been flirty with Brett, too.
She's flirting all over the house, right? Really. She only really has a strong sexual relationship with Fessy. So she's just using her feminine wiles, Haley is.
So she's pleading guilty to what Sam said at her eviction or at her nomination
right.
speech about how the girls were treating the boys and all.
Yeah, it's a gameplay maneuver. Yeah.
Anyway, so that thing happens. And then JC says, oh, Haley, let's go talk to Fessel about it right now. And then they go talk about it. And then you've got the back and forth between Haley and Fessel where she's like, Fessel, is this just a man, like a jealousy thing, blah, blah, blah. You can't vote out Scotty. I mean, we see this whole episode. Or you can't put Scotty on the block. Again, I will just stop and say, no matter what, how can you be so stupid as to put anyone on the block with level 6 that's not... Now, I know they don't have a roster that says, here's level 6, and another roster that says, here's Falte. But you can be pretty sure.
Well, here's my take on this. His reasoning for putting the two of them up is that one of the two of them was lying about who voted to keep Rockstar. Okay? That's the dumbest reason of I could ever come up with for putting two people on the block. Both of them have been flirty with Haley, and he's jealous. That's what it is. Faye?
Can I just say that is a huge looking penis on JC for someone
Thank
so small?
You. Oh, I'm
oh
sorry.
My God. Sorry. Right. Chris from Tennessee just posted a link to something on where JC had. I haven't seen
We're
that.
We're all dumbfounded. I'm speechless.
I'm speechless at the moment. Sorry, Faith.
So let me talk about this.
All right.
Fessy, it's just that, I mean, yes. Fessy, as we've seen since the beginning of the season, is probably, aside from Rockstar, one of the worst gamer players in this season. So, and I think the Big Brother production staff do this purposely. They load up the house with people who aren't that bright, but are going to be, you know, jealous. They're going to have these, they're going to try to... get these people who are going to have these showmance relationships, and then they're just going to, you know, poke them with a stick and make them fight each other all the time. So I'm not the least bit surprised at this move. It's just Fessy not playing a very good game. He's just thinking with his penis, speaking of penises, rather than his head about the gameplay. But he doesn't have the benefit of seeing all of everything that we as viewers are
seeing.
Exactly.
Neither. And we have to remember all of that as well.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But the thing is, I mean, and Fessy is saying things on the chat boards and all that he and Haley are going to be one of the top 10 showmances in Big Brother history.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't think she really likes him. Still,
I think she puts up with him.
Yeah.
And after what he did tonight, I don't think she is going to like him anymore. He's going to get her voted out is what he's going to do.
Yeah. They're going to be so disappointed when they figure out, you know, after whatever this eviction happens at the end of it, after the nominate, whatever, after the veto and all that. They're going to have a rude awakening, those two. Well, Fessy, definitely, because I think Haley understands what's going on.
All right, so let me ask the two of y'all this. What did you think of the scene? There were two scenes where Scotty came up to the HOH room, and they're like, ugh. And they let him in, and they said, well, what's going on downstairs? And he says, everybody's avoiding me.
Yes.
And then up there, it was like, okay, yeah. Well, I think it was like, okay, so are we.
Well, I feel sorry for him because he really hasn't done any. He has been thrown under the bus for something he didn't do. And he's just an innocent. I mean, I feel like he's an innocent. He just got caught up in this whole thing. I don't know why JC wants him out so bad, because other than the swaggy C move, I really don't think Scotty has done anything that spectacular. And right. So, you know, at least they haven't been focusing on him. So it looks to me like he hasn't had any gameplay or strategy in the past few weeks. I don't know why they want him out, or why JC wants him out. I know why Level 6 wants him out, because he's one of their, you know, between Sam, JC, and Scotty, he's the one that they don't care about, they want to get him out. But so I felt bad for him. It's like, first of all, he's the only one that voted to keep Rockstar. And yet now everyone else has convinced Fessel that he's the bad guy, you know, and now nobody's talking to him.
But also though, Scotty is not representing himself well to the head of household. He's not pleading his case, I don't think, very well. He's not playing and campaigning for himself to make sure that everybody, well, on the HOH side, knows that he's a good ally. The only one who's pulling for him is Haley, and she's not being heard by Fessel. So.
All right, and the second. Aw, poor Scotty thing was when he was playing chess
with himself.
Himself.
Oh, yeah.
and Haley hops out of the bed with Fessy and goes, "I'm going to go out there and talk to him." And she was just, "I'm just being a friend," and you know, and Fessel wasn't having it. And no. And then Scotty was leaving the room and said, "Love you," on his way out the door to Haley. So right. That just that, right. You know, that
I, so was... I don't think that's what he said. I think he said, "Love you all." And he was saying it to the whole room. That's what I heard. And I think they took it to mean, or they, JC turned it around. Was he in the room? Whoever it was that was in the room turned it around to say, "See there, he said love you." But I think he said love you all before he left and did not say it directly to Haley.
Well, we shall see. But anyway, Fessy was not happy with Haley, and Haley was not happy with Fessy.
You know what I think she needs to do?
Old Scotty chess by himself game.
Do you know what I think Haley needs to do? She needs to distance herself from Fessel and come up with another a side alliance with someone else and tell the whole house that she wants to get Fessel out after this week. That's what she needs to do, because they're just going to put her and him up together, and she's going to be the one that's going to be evicted, because they're all going to think he's dumb, and they're going to be like, "We can keep him and get rid of him later. We're going to get rid of Haley because she's been the smart one of the two." And Tyler would want Haley out more than Fessel as well. So I think she needs to just completely throw Fessel out the window at this point and be like, "Next week we need to all work to get Fessel out." That's what I think.
All right. So can we talk about, I mean, obviously this week is a wasted week because the wrong people are being targeted, unless there's a big turnaround. And we've seen these before, you know, by the time we get to the veto play, people have come to their senses, or someone has said, "Oh, I hate these people now. I'm going to put a big player on the block," or whatever. Maybe there's going to be redemption for Scotty. Let's hope so. What is going to happen when the big six, or the six pack, or whatever they're calling themselves, are the last people in the house? They've evicted all of the weak players, and who's going to be the best aside from Tyler out of that six pack alliance?
Well, let's answer that after I give you spoilers.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. Here we go. It's not fair. How do you know? It just happened tonight. I mean, we just saw the nomination tonight. How can you know?
Because the veto competition already happened, and the...
God damn it. I don't know if I want to know. Should I just...
So nominated were Brett and Scotty, if you hadn't figured that out.
Yep.
So...
Poor Scotty.
Scotty is just finds it incredulous, and Brett couldn't be happier. So
yeah, because Brett was in the guy.
Actually, they both find it incredulous that Fessel would do that.
Can we just wait a minute and talk about what a dickhead Brett is? And he's such a dumb jock. I hate that guy. And he thinks he's doing these big moves, and he's just a bonehead.
Thank you so much. You're now my favorite co-host.
Thank you.
Oh, poor Alex Lefebvre.
Anyway,
so in other words, next time Alex is on playing the part of the Fey driver tonight will be Alex Lefebvre.
Correct.
Okay, so what happened at the veto then?
All right, are you ready for spoilers?
Yeah.
All right, so the spoilers are on the veto competition.
I just want you to know that when you get to this point in this show that I listen to, when I'm not on it, I stop it and I wait until the Wednesday show to continue listening.
Okay.
So normally I wouldn't hear.
Mark does thing. That as well.
Do you want to take your headphones out?
Nope, I'm gonna play it. I'll be a good guest, and I'll play along with this depressing.
Okay, well, this the veto this week is hide and seek veto.
Okay. Oh yes, yep.
So
they're tearing the house apart.
Right. This is you have a veto disc or medallion or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you hide it, and then one at a time they go in and try to find it, and the one that doesn't have theirs found wins the power of veto. So it's Faisal and Brett and Scotty and Angela and Tyler and Haley that are playing.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Well, how does Tyler get in here all the time?
Huh? I don't
know. How does Tyler get to play? He must have got picked, right, out of the hat?
I'm not sure, but anyway. Okay.
All right, carry on.
So from what I understand, Angela, she was saying she was going to take the carton of ice cream out of the freezer and put it in the microwave and melt it a little bit and stick it in there and then stick it back in the freezer and all this kind of stuff. Well, Brett took all the mattresses and crammed them into the have-not room and just filled the room with and you couldn't even open the door. Okay. And they destroyed the house. Also the host of the power of veto was Zingbot.
Oh wow.
So we had Zingbot give his zingers before they had the competition, and the winner of the HOH competition veto competition, would you like to guess?
I know.
Tyler.
Adam?
I know who it is.
Okay. Brett.
Oh,
God. Okay. Now, this is where it gets interesting. So Brett has won. They come back in the house. Sam has a meltdown because the thing that keeps her sane is everything's organized and put where it's supposed to be. And
oh, no.
So she is just in shutdown mode. She goes into the lounge room and she's just awful. She's in terrible shape. So, and the rest of them, they start cleaning up and everything. And Fessel goes upstairs to the HOH room and says, well, I shouldn't have to clean that up. I'm HOH. And JC says, yeah, you're also in this house and you're going to be on the block next week if you're not getting help clean up. So anyway, but so here's where it gets interesting. Sam, after she's kind of, once the house is cleaned up and everything, Sam is approaching Brett about using his power of veto on Scotty.
Ah.
And
why?
So, yeah, well,
the reasoning being,
well, we start to think that it's because Sam wants to go up on the block so she can go home. Okay. So, and people would, you know, if she gets up there and says, I really want to go home, you know, vote me out, that kind of thing. Well, then as it progresses, Sam is talking to Scotty and putting ideas in his head. And when she realizes that Brett's not going to use the power of veto on Scotty, they start, Sam starts talking to Scotty and she starts talking to Faisal. And then Scotty starts talking to Faisal. And then Faisal says, well, who should I, he asks the other folks, who should I put up as the replacement? And they're all pushing for Faisal to put up Haley.
Wow. So, okay. Does he see how...
Well...
Does he clue
well,
into the...
They're saying things like, Haley is just using you like a puppet. She's using you to get what she wants. And she doesn't care about you. She's, you know, she's just pulling your strings and all this kind of stuff. So, it will be interesting. And God only knows, Faisal hadn't been so smart so far.
Right.
Oh, my God. Maybe, Fatty, if level six plus Sam can get Faisal to put his Faisal, only two alliance members against each other, damn it. He won't. He won't do it. He will not do it because he, so far, he has been thinking with his dick and not his brain, right?
Well, but you have to remember, also, remember, he and Haley had, he's pissed at Haley and she's pissed at him right now, too.
Yeah, but so, he doesn't have anyone else in the house. Like, if he does that.
He may not know that. He might be getting talked to by every, you know, he might be thinking that Brett is his best buddy, for all we know. Or
he certainly doesn't like Scotty. So he may think, well, the best way to get Scotty out is to put Haley up.
Yeah, he's always had a good relationship with JC as well. So. Uh-huh. I think JC has a lot of power over him.
And I think JC is helping promote this also. You know,
they will vote Haley out.
Huh?
They will vote Haley out over Scotty.
Oh, absolutely they'll vote Haley out.
And I just want to say, Haley is probably my favorite right now, and she's not on either one of our teams, and I know you don't like the women, Fatty, but I feel like after she figured out Tyler and no one else in the house did, I feel like it was just unfortunate that her week was Hacker Week.
Yeah,
but she has been, based on what I've seen, she is the smartest other than Tyler as far as figuring things out. Because no one else seems to know exactly what's going on. But Haley has figured stuff out.
I think JC knows what's going on also.
Well, maybe, but I would say Haley, Tyler, and JC are the three smartest right now.
So,
and and she's not on either one of our teams. So, if she won, that would give points to neither you nor I. So, that would be fine.
So, I want to know. So, should Faisal screw this up? Well, I want to know who you're going to pull for. Right now, we're kind of hoping for Faisal, Haley, and Scotty to win this week. And that doesn't seem like it's going to be very likely.
Well, you and I are, Faye.
You mean this coming week? Well, Faisal can't compete.
Right. Well,
What I'm asking is, when Faisal, Haley, and Scotty are eliminated, who are you going to be pulling for out of the level six people to win?
Well, I'm not happy with JC, but I think he's playing really well. So I feel like JC and Sam would be the two. Sam has been really crazy, but maybe it's on purpose. Who knows? But I mean, I just don't. I can't pull for Tyler because he's been doing too well. And I just...
And he's on my team.
And he's on Fatty's team. And Brett is a dickhead. And Angela is a mean girl. And Casey is just following along with the mean people. I don't know if she's really mean, but she's just following along. And I just can't have any of those people. So, to the question earlier that we were putting off until the spoilers, how do I think things will happen? I think it will probably be, if I had to guess, the final two to final three. If Sam doesn't freak out and tell people she wants to leave, I think...
Again.
I think she and Tyler and JC also have the best chance to make it to the final three. Personally.
Okay. I wouldn't disagree with that.
JC is doing stuff that no one has any idea that he's doing. Kind of like Tyler. They all seem to see JC as the funny little, you know, short gay boy running around and don't really see that he's pulling strings behind the scenes. Tyler, we know what he's doing. And Sam, people just see her as harmless and think, oh, she doesn't want to win. So, and everybody likes her, I think. Mm-hmm. So, and Tyler has a supposed final two with Sam.
Well, I disagree with one thing you say. I think everybody realizes that JC is pulling Fessy's strings, except Fessy.
Well, maybe that, but yeah. But I think JC's done some other things in the game that didn't have to do with Fessy. Like when he flipped the vote, when he flipped his vote.
Oh, yeah.
Just to stir things
that was brilliant.
Up.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So, and Faye, what was your answer to that question you asked?
Well, I think Tyler is going to just control the house to the end with the level six. If all there is left is level six, I think Tyler's going to control the house. And in a way I'd be fine with that because I think he has played the best game so far.
And I believe his power expires this coming week.
Correct. Yeah.
So
he may not use it ever.
Oh, I think he'll use it regardless. Mm-hmm. If a level six person wins head of household, he probably won't get put up the first time. But if he doesn't, it depends on if he wins HOH or POV and all that kind of stuff. So, anyway.
I really just want to see, and Angela's on my team, but I didn't realize how mean she is. I really just want to see Brett and Angela go out the door. I will throw a party both of those nights because that's what I want to see.
Sure.
Do we know the sexual orientation of Casey?
Yeah, she's
a
lesbian.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
She's very much like yourself, Faye Driver, a lesbian.
Oh, okay.
So, there were rumors that she had the hots for Bailey.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right, good enough.
But she voted her out.
Yep.
Hmm. Well, good riddance to Bailey.
So, and we should be maybe even on Wednesday night we'll get to see Rockstar reunited with Bailey in the jury house. Hmm. So, anyway.
All right, so contest time.
All right. So any guess as to who do you think is going to be voted out based on the spoilers and not knowing who the replacement's going to be?
Well, I think Brett will definitely take himself off. He's not an idiot. Well, he is an idiot, but he's not that dumb. So I'm going to hope that whoever replaces Brett gets voted off, as long as it's not Haley. If it's Haley, then I guess it's going to be Scotty voted out.
No, if it's Haley, Haley's going to be voted out. Come on.
I suppose. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I predict that Scotty is going home this week because I still do not think Fessel is going to put Haley up. Because I think he's too into her. He's been into her this whole season, and I don't think...
Right, who's he going to put up then?
It doesn't matter who he puts up, because they're all going to vote Scotty out, but he'll probably...
Angela.
Maybe Angela. Maybe. I mean... He doesn't seem to have a problem with anyone else on that side other than Brett and Scotty, which seems to be more of a jealousy thing than anything. Because I even feel like Brett, the nomination of Brett was a jealousy thing because...
Absolutely.
Because Brett has been hanging out with Haley. There have been several shots of them laying in the hammock together. So I do not think Scotty or Brett are truly gameplay votes. I think they are jealousy votes.
Absolutely.
And he, no matter what he says, that's what I think. Now, he may try to put up Tyler. I mean, one thing that we could see that could shake up the game a little is Tyler could use his power on Wednesday or whenever. And if the Wednesday or Thursday, and then Fessel could have to choose. I mean, because Tyler was on his radar.
Well, Fessy has told Tyler, he made an agreement with Tyler and Angela that. If they won the power veto, if they promised not to change the nominations, he would give them a promise that he would not put them up, and they all agreed to that.
Yeah, but that's convenient. I mean, maybe he would stick with it, but
who do you think goes home if Sam is the replacement?
Scotty.
Okay. Yeah, I think they're going to just boot out Scotty no matter what.
I think the house wants Scotty out. I feel like level 6 likes Sam and JC enough to keep them around.
Okay.
And that they don't like Scotty.
Yeah. Okay.
At this point, I think the only person that likes Scotty is Haley.
The problem is that level 6 doesn't realize that they need to keep somebody that everybody hates to keep knocking them off the block, because eventually level 6 is going to have to start eating their own children. Right.
Right.
So, and they don't see that. They just go, they're just playing the popularity. We're the popular people and we don't like you. So you're going home.
That's the other thing. At this point, we should see level 6 pairing off into smaller groups.
Oh, it will.
And we really haven't seen that yet. I would think in previous seasons, I feel like by this time, there are at least side conversations going on. And we haven't seen any of that on
the
edited show.
Doesn't mean they aren't having. Well, true. Happening, though. True. Yeah. So. All right. Yeah. How are we doing on the game there, Adam?
Well, okay. So what happened this week? We'll start with you. So, okay. Tyler won the veto, which gave you a plus 5.
Uh-huh.
Fessel won HOH, which gave you plus 10.
Okay.
So that gave you a positive 15, for this week. And then Scotty and Brett went on the block. So that was a negative 10. So that left you with a plus 5 for the week.
Okay.
You were at a negative 5. So that brings your score to 0.
Okay.
So my part of it, the only thing that affected me was the Angela. Actually, nothing. Hold on. Nothing affected me this week because nobody on my team had anything happen so far.
Who's on your team?
Angela came off the block.
Yeah, there are no points earned for that.
Okay, and Casey went back on the block.
Yeah, but we had already counted that last. I'd already counted that. I think I counted that before I was supposed to, but I counted Casey on the block.
Okay.
Oh, she went back on the block. Oh,
yeah.
Damn it. Okay, yes, twice. Casey went back on the block, so I did have a negative 5 this week. My apologies.
Okay.
So I'm at negative 25.
So that makes... Okay, and I'm at 0.
And you're at 0.
Can you please just tell us again who are the members on each of your teams?
Sure. Fatty has, and he hasn't done, or so are you just keeping your team, Fatty? Because this was your last episode to do a swap.
Well, tell me who my players are again.
Okay. Fatty has Tyler, Brett, Scotty, and Faisal. And I have Sam. I had Winston before he was evicted. Casey, Angela, and JC, who I switched out for Winston. Because we're allowed one swap for the game.
All so, right, so who's left?
Who is left? Let's see. Hey. Haley is left.
Sam, you have...
No, I have Sam.
Adam has Sam.
Haley might be the only one left. Let's see, there's Casey, Brett, Angela, yeah, Haley's the only one that's left.
Okay, I want to, since this is my last week to be able to swap, I'm going to swap Haley and Scotty.
Okay.
Ooh.
Damn it!
That's a big move.
You don't
there.
Even like Haley. How okay. dare you? You should just leave it the same. Okay. We will swap Haley for Scotty then.
Okay. So.
And since we don't know who is evicted, Haley could go on the block. I mean, next to Scotty.
She could.
So we don't know.
We know, but Scotty's going to be, he's not going to be on my team. So.
No, but I'm saying that could be a good decision or a bad decision. We don't know.
That's correct.
At this point. All right.
That's correct. So. Well, Faye Driver, you do a podcast also. Tell everybody a little bit about it.
It's called the Pink Wheelnuts podcast, and you can find it at www.pinkwheelnuts.com, where I drive around in cars and tell you about my life.
And you just got some new struts.
I did. I got some new fancy shock absorbers in my little sports car. And
they were very expensive.
Absolutely fabulous. Yes, they were much too expensive.
Okay. You will go ahead.
I just want to say all the best to everybody who's going to Pride 48 in New Orleans this next coming weekend. I hope you all have the best time of your lives. I've been to Pride 48 myself, and it's a fantastic time, and I'm sorry I can't be there. I would have liked to, but I'm all tied up with a fundraising thing I'm doing here in my city, so I can't attend this year.
Well, you will be missed, and I hope we get to see you in the chat room at some point during the weekend.
I will try to be there when I'm not shaking the boot, as they say.
Oh, is this one of those stand on the street corner and shake the boot?
It's something like that. We're raising, we're trying to build, get school supplies for children to start their school year off right for those children in need in our community.
Oh, so, all right.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you, and I hope you had a good time.
It's been my pleasure. Of course, I've had the best time.
And thank you for playing the part of Alex Lefebvre tonight.
My pleasure. Okay. Sorry, I didn't bring my piano.
Well,
next time.
Yeah. I've got to go pack for Pride 48, but in the meantime, let's have a look at the house guest. I have no idea how to say it, but from outside the house.
From outside the Big Brother house.
I'm Adam, and we will see you guys next week from New Orleans. Bye, everybody.
Right. Oh, and wait a minute. We're on it live at a different time.
Noon Central.
Yes, noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. So y'all listen to us live, and that's on Saturday.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so there you go. Thank you for calling.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Have a good night.
Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.